Begin the current daven. Sechtes Hari is daven Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Vamav Beis, on the bottom line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of the previous mission, which opened up the second parak. First parak spoke about the erroneous rulings of the High Court of the Sanhedrin. This parak speaks about the hayras of Kohen Mashiach, the erroneous ruling of the Kohen Gadol regarding his liability, which is similar to that of the Bezdin, as the Mishnah had said, that if he gives an erroneous ruling and he follows that ruling by mistake, then he brings the Par Kohen Mashiach, similar to like the Par Helm Dover of the Tzibur, where the court gives erroneous rulings and the people follow that. But, as our Gemara explains, if he was mazed v'asa shaygig v'chulu, but if let's say, where one case the Mishnah described was, his ruling was erroneous, but his act was deliberate, or, as we just quoted, if his ruling was deliberately wrong, but his act was by mistake, so then he's going to be exempt, because like the Tzibur, his liability is not like a regular person of Shigigas Maisa. Even though his action was by mistake, his liability is only when together with his erroneous ruling, and he follows that, that's when he's liable for his separate carbon of Parhelm Debeshel Tzibur. But in actuality, if he does like a regular Shigig, like a regular person, he's actually going to be exempt in totality. So the Gemara says, where do we know this from? So this Gemara, Tan Rabban, like we learned the Braisa, with the pasuk of Ayikra, this in Perek Dalet pasuk Gimel says, if the anointed kohen, which refers to the kohen gadol, will sin, as the pasuk continues, la'ashmasa'am, for the guilt of the people. Wait, this is the kohen gadol himself. What does that do with the people? Says the Gemara. Says the Brayso, sorry, Mashiach Ketzibur is comparing the anointed kohen, the kohen gadol, to the tzibur, where to tell us that he has the same halacha, which is just like, as by the Tzibur, it has to have a Shigas Hayra together with a Shigas Maisa. Same thing is regarding the Kohen Gadol himself. Now, but the Gemara jumps in and says, Sheyachol. Because you would think, actually, to learn from a Kavachaymer that the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur, and that you wouldn't even need this pasuk, this limud of La'ashma Sa'am, to compare the Kohen Gadol to the people. Because even if we would not have this teaching from La'ashma Sa'am, we would still be able to learn out of logic that the same halacha that applies by the Bezdin, by the Tzibur, would apply to the Kohen Gadol. Why? Continues the Braisa, because of Aloy Dinu. It seems to be logical, as we continue to Tab Zayim and Aleph, from the following understanding. Tzibur mutzim achlal yachad. The public is removed from the category of an individual. Meaning, when an individual sins, he brings either a she-lamb or a she-goat. A Tzibur, on the other hand, when the whole of the Jewish people sin, they bring just one carbon of a power-held davishal Tzibur. And so too, the Kohen Gadol is also removed from the category of an individual. And he also doesn't bring just a kisv or seira, he also brings a par kohen Mashiach. So therefore, it says the Braisa, by logic, I would say, just like when the public sins, the liability is only with an erroneous ruling, together with an action based on that. So too, the logic would tell us that the Kohen Gadol is more similar to that of the Tzibur than that of the Yachid. So therefore, he would also have that same halacha as the Tzibur, which you need to have the erroneous ruling and the action based on that. So therefore, we wouldn't even need the limud of La'ashmasa'am. But, says the Braisa, oy klach l'derchzu, but you could really also go a different direction and say, Nasi mutzim mechlal Yachid, the Nasi, which refers to the highest in the Jewish people, the king, he's excluded also from the category of an individual, because although he's an individual and he should be included with the Pasuk says, Im nefesh achas, if one person sins, then he's like an individual, but the Nasi is actually excluded from that category. Because an individual, when he makes a regular avera, b'shagig, he brings a kispa or a seira, but the Nasi, the king, actually brings a sa'ir, a he-goat. So the Nasi is excluded from the individual. And so too we can make the following logic and say, well, and also the Kohen Gadol is removed from the category of an individual, as we said before. So man Nasi maybe b'shigas ma'isa b'loi helam davar, just like the king, when he brings his carbon, it's for just an erroneous act without an erroneous ruling. So therefore maybe I could say that we should learn that from Nasi, not from the Tzibur, who's also Mutzim Echal Yachid, and therefore, to the contrary, the Kohen Gadol should have to bring his special power of the Kohen Mashiach, even without an erroneous ruling. So then the Braisa continues, okay, Nira L'midayma, let's see who it's comparable to. In other words, if it's comparable to the Tzibur, then we'll learn it from the Tzibur, but if it's comparable to the Nasi, we'll learn from the Nasi, which is as follows. Tzibur Bepar, we said when the Tzibur together make commit a certain sin, they have to bring this one par, this bull of Helm Davishal Tzibur, Ve'mevin Ashram Talui. And moreover, another halacha that applies to a tzibur is that they don't bring the carbon of Ashram Talui, which is when someone's not sure if they sinned or not. So there's a special carbon called the suspended Ashram. That those two halachas apply by a tzibur. A, they bring a par, and there's no Ashram Talui. Now, Mashiach, so too the Kohen Gadol, he also brings bepar. And ve'emevi Ashram Talui, he also does not bring an Ashram Talui at all, as the Gemara will say later on, because by the parsha of Ashram Talui, it says, ve'mnefesh kisechata v'lo yada v'ashem. And it says, so the keeper lov ha-kohen, and the kohen will provide atonement for the person who doesn't, not sure if he sinned or not, so he brings Ashram Talui, al shigagase asher shagag, regarding the error that he made, v'hu lo yada, and he was not aware, which teaches us that someone who his chatas and his shigaga is the same, which is that the liability that he has is just for an action, shigasa shigag shagag, telling is just total an error of the action, without a helam davar, that excludes the kohen Mashiach, who his sin is only with helam davar, and for sure that excludes the tzibur, who is excluded from the parasha of Ashram Talui, because by helam davar it says explicitly this idea that has to be chatas shigag shava, and you don't have that by a tzibur that it's the same thing, because by the tzibur also requires helam davar shigas maisa, and additionally by a tzibur it cannot be included because it says nefesh in the singular there by Ashram Talui, and the tzibur is not singular, it's plural. So both the tzibur and Mashiach have the halach of par, and they're not applicable in the halach of Ashram Talui. So therefore I would say, just like by the tzibur, their liability is only when they have both an erroneous ruling and an action followed up by that. So therefore again, so we should not require la'ashma sa'am as a limud, because we can learn it out from tzibur, because they're both similar in these two regards. But then says the Braisa, no, you could go the other direction too. Nasi, maybe si'ira b'avitz kechavim, maybe Ashram Vada, there's two halachas that apply by the king, which do not apply by that of the tzibur. Is that when he sins regarding idol worship, the king, he has to bring a she-goat, and also he has to bring a definite Ashram. Now, so to Mashiach, maybe Seir B'Avayt Zkechavim, so too the Kohen Gadol, he brings a she-goat when he commits the sin of Avayt Zar, because it says in Parashat Shlach, regarding the sin of Avayt Zar, when it talks about the individual, it says, Vim Nefesh Achas. If one soul, an individual, which the Gemara later on tells us that refers to any individual, which is a regular individual, a Nasi, or the Kohen Mashiach, they're all individuals, that they bring this Seir B'Avayt Zara, and also Umevi Ashram Vadai. Also, he has to bring, whether he's a Nasi or the Kohen Mashiach, he brings an Ashram by, let's say, Gezelis or Ashram Me'ilis, a certain halachas to require a carbon Ashram, where it says over there, Nefesh. And the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi, the Melech, they're all Nefesh Achas, they're all individuals. In contrast, the Tzibur does not bring these Ashram Vadais because they're not Nefesh Achas, they're plural, they're many people. Now, although the Gemara tells us later on the Mishnah on the coming Daf and Daf Chesem and Aleph that Ein Chayavin El Al Davish Hazidayin the Karis Veshigagase Chatas, it says regarding the Tzibur that their liability is only regarding things that when they do it by mistake as a Chatas, and it says Vechein HaMashiach. So it sounds like Mashiach is also only, the Kohen Gadol is also only for a chatas and not a Ashram. What the Mishnah is telling us is that the Beis Din is not chayiv regarding their liability of parhelm devish al tzibur until they rule regarding something that if it's done deliberately is karas, and if it's done by mistake is a chatas. Because if they rule regarding something that the shagaga, if it's an error, is an Ashram, then they're going to be totally exempt. And also, by Ashamis, there's no halacha of Shagig, because these things are brought even if they're done deliberately, carbon Ashram is brought. Now, it's regarding that the Mishnah says of Achein HaMashiach, that he's not going to bring a parhelm davish al tzibur only for something that is a zadin is karis and the shagaga is chatas. But regarding the halacha of when it's done deliberately of Ashram Vadai, for sure the Kohen Mashiach would be chayav a carbon Ashram, because he is included in Nefesh Achas. All it's saying in the next Mishnah is that regarding that, he's the same as the Tzibur, that he's not going to bring a par if that was in regards to something that would require him to bring an Ashram, but he himself is liable for carbon Ashram. So it's regarding these two things that we say that a Kohen Mashiach is similar to a Nasi. So then you should say the following way. Ma Nasi, maybe B'Shigis Ma'is, is just like the king. He brings his unique carbon when it's just an erroneous act without a helam davar. Av Mashiach maybe b'shigis ma'isa. So too, the Kohen Gadol should also bring only b'shigis ma'isa. So then, since it's inconclusive, that's what the Braisa says. That's why we need tamal loyma la'ashma sa'am. When it talks about in the pasuk of the Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol, it says that for the guilt of the people. I mean, people, he's an individual, he's the Kohen Gadol. which teaches us harehu Mashiach ketzibur. The Kohen Gadol is like the tzibur, matzibur in the mevi el al helm davar Mashiach gesmeisa, just like the people only bring their special carbon of par helm davar only if it's an erroneous ruling together with an inadvertent action of Mashiach in the mevi el al helm davar Mashiach gesmeisa. So too he has that same halacha as we taught that he has to have both these components. He can't have mazid of a hira and shaygig in a maisa, or shaygig in and mazid in a maisa. He has to have these two ideas with his erroneous ruling, and then he acts on that. But on that, as the Gemara, if you're comparing and you're learning it out from the tzibur, so then you should say all the way. Eimer, you should say ma tzibur hira va'aso achrav b'hira asai chayav, and just like the halacha regarding the tzibur. What happens? The court makes the ruling, and others, meaning the people, follow that erroneous ruling, and that's where the liability is. Saf Mashiach, then say the same thing regarding the Kohen Gadol. You should say his liability of his par Kohen Mashiach is Kisha Haira, when he did the erroneous ruling, but also Achrav Bahirasa Yehi Chayim, that his liability should be when others go ahead and then follow because of his ruling. Not like we were saying up until now, as we said in the Mishnah, it's when he does the erroneous ruling and then he acts on his own teaching. If you're learning it from Par Helm Dabashil Tzib, it should be that others do. And that says the Gebrais, the Tamalim, that's the Pasuk teach him a Yikra, the Hikrav al Chatasei Asher Chata. He brings the sin offering for the sin that he did, which is al Masha Chatahu maybe. It says al Chatasei Asher Chata, for his sin that he sinned. For that is where he brings his special carbon. But he does not bring for a sin that others did because of his ruling. His halacha is unique for his own ruling that he himself then goes and sins because of his own ruling. Now the Gemara explains, Zamamar, we just taught in the Braisa that Mashiach bepar, ve'eim mevi ashram tali. We said that regarding two things, the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol is like the tzibur. One is just like the tzibur when regarding his unique halacha, he brings a par, and also it does not bring an ashram tali. On that, as the Gemara, menali de'eim mevi, where does the Braisa know this? That the Kohen Gadol does not bring an ashram tali. Where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, the Chsif, because it says in the pasuk of the Ashram Tali, it says, V'chipro lav ha-kayin, that the Kayin will, together with this Ashram Tali that this person is bringing, the Kayin will provide atonement, ashigagase ashashagag, for the error that he erred, which teaches us, which we alluded to earlier, mishachatase v'shigagase shava, regarding someone that his sin and his error is the same, meaning that the liability is only going to be if it's a shigaga in the maisa, in the action, which that is an individual. Yatzah Mashiach, that excludes the, so that's where you have the halacha of Ashram Tali. That excludes the Kohen Gadol, she'en shegagasa v'chatase shava, that his error and his sin are not the same, because he's not liable until he has, besides the inverted action, also a helam davar, also a lapse of awareness. Now on that, the Gemara continues and says, but where does the Bryson know this, that it's ein chatase v'shegagasa shava? How do we know that by the Par Kohen Mashiach, you need to have both? Because the Chsib Lash Masam, like we said, it says that the Kohen Gadol is considered for the guilt of the people. Which Harei Mashiach Ketzibur, that means the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur, just like the Tzibur has to have Helam Davim, Shigas Maisa, so to the Kohen Gadol, which is not like this Pasuk of Ashram Tali, which says that it has to be purely an inadvertent action. The Chatase and Shigas is the same thing, it's all in the action, in contrast to the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's not an Halach of Ashram Tali. On that, as the Gemara, but La'ash Masa'am, you're saying that the reason why he's not included in Ashram Tali is because we compare him to the Tzibur, and therefore it's not just purely an inadvertent action. He also has to have Helm Davar. But Ad Kan Lei Kamar Lei, but up until this point, we don't know of this Allah of La'ash Masa'am. In other words, what we just quoted was from the Braisa in the beginning. The Braisa is trying to say, and that's the Gemara's question over here, that what? The reason how you know that the Kohen Gadol is not in Ashram Tali is from the Pasuk of La'ash Masa'am. That's how you know that Ein Chatase V'Shigase Shava, because the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur and he has to have a Helm Davar too. But at this point in the Braisa, we don't know yet the Hekesh of La'ash Masa'am. We don't know that the Halacha is that of comparing the Kohen Gadol to the Tzibur, because that's what the Braisa is at this point saying. The Braisa wants to say, no, even if we didn't have the limud of La'ash Masa'am, I could still learn from logic that the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, would require a Helm David Shigis Maisa like the Tzibur. And that's what the Braisa says, but wait a second, how could you say that? Let's see who it's more comparable to. So the Braisa says, well, I'll tell you that the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur, because just like the Tzibur brings a power and does not have an Asham Talai, and the Kohen Gadol also brings a power and does not have an Asham Talai. So it's regarding that we say that you see that the Kohen Gadol is more similar to the Tzibur. But at this point, we don't know Ashmasa Am yet. And here we're saying that, oh, how do we know that he doesn't bring Asham Tali? Because of Ashmasa Am, that we know that the Kohen Gadol, his Chatos and Shigas is not the same, and that's why he doesn't bring Asham Tali. But we were trying to do it without Ashmasa Am. And that's where the logic is coming from. So how can you use that as one of the components of why he's similar to the Tzibur? Because of he doesn't bring Asham Tali, but the only reason why he doesn't bring Asham Tali is because we know of Ashmasa Am. So Eli Rather says, the Gemara, you're right. The primary point that the Bryce was using as the logic was because the Tzibur brings a power and the Kohen Gadol brings a power. And therefore, just like the Tzibur is not going to be liable until the Helm Dov with Shigas Maisa, so too, that's what the Bryce wants to say in the Tavamina, that the Kohen Gadol is not going to be liable until he has a Helm Dov with Shigas Maisa. And Asham, the Halacha, that it, the second point that it said regarding the Asham Tali, that was Kedid Nas, but that was just grabbed along incidentally, because that is halacha l'maisa at the end of the day that we have l'ashmasa am, it is the same as the tzibur, that it's not an halacha v'asham tali. But you're right, it really wasn't meant to be put in here in the Yavamina in its question, because in that point of the question, we don't know yet l'ashmasa am to tell us that it's in chatasa v'shigagasa yishava to say that it will not be an halacha v'asham tali. But it's just that that is what the conclusion is, therefore it was just added incidentally, but you're right, it's not there in that part of the braisa. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this topic of this parak of Hayru Kohen Mashiach regarding the erroneous ruling in the special halacha of Par Kohen Mashiach. Says the Mishnah of Hayru, if the Kohen Gadol ruled b'fnei atzmoi, by himself. Now, in other words, as we'll shortly see, we're talking about that there were two erroneous rulings that were given down. One, the court had ruled that chaylev is permitted, and the Kohen Gadol himself ruled for himself that avodah zarah is permitted. Now, v'asa b'fnei atzmai, and then the Kohen Gadol goes and acts on his own erroneous ruling. So says the Mishnah, miskapale b'fnei atzmai, so he gets his atonement by himself, meaning he has to bring his own power and cannot be subsumed in the power that the court has to bring for all of the Jewish people. Because if we were talking about that he made his own ruling and that the court didn't make any erroneous rulings, as the simple translation of the Mishnah sounds like, then the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us that he has to bring a par, because of course that's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that there's a halacha par kohen Mashiach. Rather, the necessity of the halacha the Mishnah is talking about, for example, if there were two rulings that were permitted erroneously, one by the Kohen Gadol and one by the Beis Din, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that even though they both made erroneous rulings, and anyways the Tzibur is bringing a par, he has to bring his own par because his erroneous ruling was in a different halachic context. However, continues the Mishnah, Hayre im HaTzibur, let's say he made an erroneous ruling together with the public, with the Beis Din, for example, they both permitted the same prohibition. He permitted chaylev for ben and fat, and they permitted chaylev. V'asa matzibra, and then he also did the sin together with the public. Then miskapalei matzibra, then he actually gets the atonement together with the tzibra, with the carbon that the Beis Din brings. Now, on that continues the Mishnah, why is he get the atonement together with the carbon that the tzibra brings with the Beis Din, when he went and made the ruling together on the same sin of the tzibra? It's because regarding many things, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol is similar to the Beis Din, which our Mishnah starts this halacha, and then it continues in the following Mishnah, showing the similarities between the halacha of Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helm Dovish Al Tzibra. Where She'ein Beis Din Chayavin, the court is not liable for their Par Helm Dovish Al Tzibra, at She'yeru Levatel Mixes Ulkaim Mixes, as we brought this halacha in previous dafim, in the first parak, that unless they were permitting a prohibition only partly, they maintained part of the prohibition, but they permitted part of the prohibition. And v'chein Mashiach. So too, the Kohen Gadol, his halacha is also only if he's matter b'miktzis and mevat miktzis and kai miktzis. And as we'll see in later Mishnahs, other things that he shares with the Beis Din. So since the halachas of the Kohen Gadol are similar to that of the Beis Din, so therefore when he rules erroneously with the Tzibur, and he does together with the Tzibur, his atonement will be together with the Tzibur. Now, this wording that it said, She'in Bezin Chayavin, that the liability of the court is not until you have Levatel Mixes L'Kayim Mixes, and it doesn't say She'in Tzibur Chayavin, says Rashi, because where it's anonymously like Rameyer, who we said in the first parak, that it's the court that brings the power, and actually the Tzibur is going to be exempt. And continues the Mishnah, and same thing as v'leib avaydes kachavim. So too regarding avaydes zara, they're not going to be liable for a carbon at sheyeru levatel mixes l'kayim mixes, until they ruled to nullify part of the halacha, but to maintain part of the halacha, That's the halacha that applies regarding the Beis Din being liable for the power that's for Avodah Zarah, for the power and Zarah. Now, on that the Gemara asks regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah, Minan Emili. Where do we know this halacha from? So says the Gemara, Tarim only in the Braisa. Hayri imatzibur v'asi imatzibur. So if he rules with the tzibur and he acts with the tzibur, so yachol yavi parla atzmai. Like we said in the opening halacha, there's two halachas that the Mishnah talks about in the beginning. One is if he rules by himself and does by himself. So that we said, yeah, I mean, for sure, if it's clear like that, that's a pasuk in the Torah. But we said even if he's doing it at the same time, but he's doing something totally different, he brings his own. But then we said that if he ruled on the same thing with the tzibur, so he said then he gets the atonement with them. And that the Gemara brings a brisa that explains halacha, because you would think that he would bring his own bull, even though he's doing it and committed this erroneous ruling and sin with the tzibur. Which actually the brisa says, but bedinu. But the logic would seem to dictate not like that. Why? Because nasi mutzah mechlal yachin. As we mentioned this before in the Amud, the king is excluded from the unique halachas of an individual because he brings his own type of carbon. U'mashiach mutzah mechlal yachin. So the kohen gadol is excluded from the halachas of a regular individual. So therefore, man nasi, just like the king, chate b'fnei atzmai, mev b'fnei atzmai. When he sins by himself, he brings his own carbon. Chate matziba, when he sins with the public, then miskapali matziba, then he gets an atonement with the public, because the liability of the king is just with a shigis maisa, with just a mistaken action. He brings already his unique carbon of a seira, and since his sin is with shigis maisa, so he's really in all senses like a regular individual. So therefore, when he sins based on the erroneous ruling of the court together with the rest of the Jewish people, so that's helm dava with shigis maisa of a regular par helm dava shal tzibur. So he gets his atonement with the tzibur. So therefore, I would say, says the brisa, af mashiach, same thing as the kohen gadol, just like nasi, so to mashiach, chat b'fnei atzmai, mev b'fnei atzmai. Yeah, like the opening halacha, the mishnah, when he sins by himself, so then he brings by himself. B'chatim atzibur miskapalei matzibur. But when he sins with the public, then he should get atonement with the public. So what are you saying that you would think that he would bring his own bull? Why would we think he brings his own bull? That you want to go tell me a pasuk that he doesn't to show the halach of our Mishnah? Why? Wouldn't you think for sure that he would get atonement just like the nasi so to him with the tzibur? And this is the Brais Eloi. No. Because in a marta benasi, maybe you would say by the nasi, by the king, that he gets the atonement together with the parhelm devashal tzibur. Shekim eskaper loy matzibur b'yem kippurim. Because we find elsewhere that the king gets atonement with the public on a different time, that of Yom Kippur. He gets all the karbanis of the Yom Kippur with the tzibur. So therefore he gets atonement with the tzibur, and therefore maybe that would apply so too with parham davish al tzibur. In contrast, temi b'mashiach, whereas by the kohen gadol, she'im miskapalei mitzibur b'yom kippur, he does not get his atonement together with the tzibur and Yom Kippur. There's different karbanis for the kohen gadol and his family and the kanim, and for the rest of the Jewish people. So therefore, ha'il v'im miskapalei mitzibur b'yom kippur, since he does not get atonement with the public on Yom Kippur, so yachal yavi paralasma, you would think that even when he went and he's erred together with the people, that still he would go ahead and have to bring his own bull. Tamalema, that's why we need to have a pasuk by the parasha of Kohen Mashiach, where it says, Al chatase asher chata. For his sin that he sinned, which sounds like that when he sins by himself, then he brings by himself, because chatase is singular. But if he sinned with the public, then he would get an atonement with the public. So ha'ketzat, says the Brisa, so how does this come out? Chata b'fnei atzmai, maybe b'fnei atzmai. If he sins by himself, like we said in the opening halacha of the Mishnah, then he brings a carbon by himself. But if he sins with the public, then he does get an atonement with the public. But on that the Gemara says, "Hey Chadami, what is this halacha that we said that when the Kohen Gadol made the erroneous ruling by himself, which if let's say there were two erroneous rulings, one by the Beis Din regarding one halacha, and the Kohen Gadol regarding a different halacha, so then we said an opening halacha of the Mishnah, then he has to bring the atonement by himself. So what's the case talking about?" If it's talking about that he is the most venerable sage in the Jewish people, and they're not. So pshita de miskapel b'fnei atzmai. Obviously, he would have to bring his own atonement, because ha'ira del ha'in v'leklum, their ruling is not even halachically significant. Ubaya suye, and actually every single individual from the tzibur who sinned would have to bring their own kisbo eisiru kochad v'chad. Each one would have to bring their own she-goat or she-lamb, because as the Mishnah taught us in the Avdal Mabez, that it said that if Shalohoya Shal Mufla Shal Bezin, we're not going to have the Hiroz Parashal Tzibur unless you have the highest sage of the Jewish people that are there, because without it, it's not considered a Hira of the Bezin. And that's even if he's not even part of the Sanhedrin, because if he was part of the Sanhedrin, then even the smallest member of the Sanhedrin, if it wasn't there, wouldn't be considered a valid Hayra to be valid for the Hayra's Bezdin Shel Tzibur. Like we said, what does it mean, Kol Adas, which is if you have the whole Sanhedrin, then it's a Hayra. If you don't, then it's not considered Hayra. And to the contrary, it's just going to be considered like every single Jewish person did a Shigig Maisa L'chud, which each one's going to have to bring their own Kispa Seira. So here too, that if he's the Mufla, if he's the highest sage, and they're not, when he rules by himself, since he wasn't there with them, because he was ruling by himself, obviously he's going to have his own atonement, because their ruling is not even a ruling for him to be subsumed in that. Because they're not even going to bring a Parhelm Davashat Sib in that case. And the Inun Muflon, who love Muflon, if they're the highest sages and he's not, so when he rules by himself, Amay Meskabel Abiv Niasman. Now the question would be the other way, why would he get an atonement by himself? But then his own ruling is not valid, because since he's not the Mufla, he doesn't know what he's even teaching. So that isn't what he's ruling. And therefore it wouldn't be a valid ruling. And it would just be like a mistaken action. And actually, the halacha is, when the Kohen Gadol just makes a mistaken action, he's actually totally exempt. As the Gemara says at the end of the parag, where his sin is not the same as individuals, as we're excluding from the Ashma Sa'am, from Ama Oretz, where he doesn't even bring a carbon. So then why would he have an atonement by himself? He wouldn't even need a carbon at all. Rather, explains the Gemara, as a Ketan Tamad Beis, Amar Papa, he says, what's the halacha case of the opening halacha of our Mishnah? It's going to show you Muflon Shnehem. Where actually they're both considered the highest sages. He's a Muflo and they're Muflon. They're both a wonderable type of Tamid Chacham. That's where the Mishnah had to teach us, that when he sins by himself, even though their ruling is a valid ruling, even so, he's going to have his own atonement, because they both had an erroneous ruling regarding two separate prohibitions. In contrast, the next halacha the Mishnah taught, that if he sinned with the people, even though he himself is a Mufla, and his ruling is a valid ruling, although erroneous, even so he's going to get an atonement with the Tzibur, because they both made the ruling regarding one prohibition. And as we said, since he has so many similarities to the Hayra's Bezdin Shel Tzibur, he's going to get the atonement together with them. Now the Gemara explains that Sava Avai Lamei Mabai thought to say, that Chata Bifnei Atzmai, V'asa Bifnei Atzmai Hechadomi, what is the case of the opening halacha of our Mishnah when he sins by himself, meaning his ruling, and he acts by himself, that then he brings his own carbon. What's the case? Abaye thought to say it's the Yasvi B'Shnei Mekaymes, as if that they're in two different places. The Kohen Gadol was in one place, and the Bezdin was in a different place. And the Kamayru betray Yisuri, and they also rule regarding two different prohibitions, so then they're totally unrelated, and therefore that's when he has to bring his own carbon, his own power. But if, let's say, they were in the same place, then, even though it's two different Yisurim, then he would be subsumed and only he wouldn't have to bring his own power. Adam Le Rava, he disagreed with Abaye. He says, Atush Ne Mekayim is Grammar. You think two different places is a causation over here? Elafila Yasu Bechad Makim says, Rava, even if they're in one place, even the Kamayu betrays through, since they're ruling regarding two different prohibitions, Chat Befnei Atzmei, who would consider his own individual sin, and he's going to have to bring his own power besides the power that the rest of the Jewish people are bringing. Now, continuing on this Allah, the Gemara says, Pshit, it's obvious, Hu Bechaylev Vehem Bevaitz Kechavim. We're saying that regarding when it's two different prohibitions, he brings his own power. So if he permitted forbidden fats, and the courts permitted avodah zarah, obviously chet befnei atzmehu. For sure that would be considered that he was committing his own individual sin, which would require his own carbon power, because the chalukin b'tamayu, first of all, these halachas are separated in their sources, because they come from two totally different psukim. Forbidden fats and avodah zarah are two different halachas from two different psukim, and the chalukim b'karbonis, they also have, for their liabilities, the consequences, have different karbonis. Because the hu b'par, he, because he permitted chaylev, would have to bring a bull, which is for a regular avera, v'hem b'par v'sar. And they, since it was regarding avodah zarah, would have to bring a bull and a he-goat. So different karbonis, because the ha-kamaisu ha-nisar, because the court is bringing a sar because of avodah zarah, b'hulay maisi, and he's not bringing that. So it's different psukim, and it's different karbanas. And for sure, if he had permitted avodah zarah and they permitted forbidden fats, the chalukim become in the same legamri, where then their karbanas are totally different. Because in the previous case, they were somewhat different. He brings a par, and they bring a par, but additionally a sar. In this case, it would be totally different. Because the hu seira, he would bring only a she-goat, because regarding avodah zarah, it says in Parsha Shlach, v'nefesh, which Nefesh Achas tells us any individual, which includes the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, and he would bring a Tzi'ira, the Inu Par. But they, since it would be a regular Par, Helm Dabashot Tzibu, because the Chela would bring only a Par. So that would be totally different types of Kabbalahs. So that for sure would qualify for the opening halacha of our Mishnah that he brings his own carbon. Ella, however, asked the Gemara, who b'cheilav ha-machasas ha-kerev? Let's say he permitted the forbidden fats that cover the intestines. V'hei b'cheilav shaladakin. And they permitted the forbidden fats that's on the intestines. He permitted that's on the kerev, that's on the stomach, and they permitted what's on the small intestines, which, as Rashi points out, that these are things that are davar she'en hatzdukin moedim bay, which we said in the first parak is a prerequisite for having the liability of the parhelm davar, because it has to be something that's not an explicit pasuk in the Torah that the tzdukim do not agree to. And there is no explicit pasuk regarding these forbidden fats. Because actually, even Amiram disagree in Masechta Shulam Daf Nun Beis, what is considered the keres ha-panimi, what is the inner stomach, and for sure regarding the forbidden fats that's on the small intestines, that tzedukim for sure do not agree to because there's no explicit pasuk. Or, says Rashi, a different thing that could be why it's not davashat tzedukim ma'idim ba'is, because let's say their ruling was regarding the fats that's on the stomach, whether the difference was if it's a measurement of a gezias or less than the gezias, where the measurement of gezias is not written explicitly in the Torah, so that's something that davashat tzedukim ma'idim ba'is, and therefore that would qualify for this halacha of being the carbon of hairos, of the parhelm davash al tzibra, and that of the koyim mashiach. But said the Gemara, what would be the halacha? They both were permitting forbidden fats, but different types of fats. So explains the Gemara, do we say, avagav de karban and shava, although their carbon is the same, where they bring a par and he brings a par, kiven de mitrei kroi kasu, that since, however, they learned that from two different psukim, as we learned on the first paragraph of Gimel Aleph, from the words ve'es ha-chelev, the extra vav tells us to include the chelev that's on the dakin, so ha-paligin b'tamayu. So therefore, ultimately, they're learned from different psukim, from different words, and therefore they require their own atonement. Like Dilma, maybe no, shame chelev echeru, it's still one halachic category of forbidden fats, and therefore it's considered that he did do the ruling with the tzibur, and therefore he would get the atonement with the tzibur. Says the Gemara, imtim tzalem, and if you're going to say shame chelev echeru, ultimately it's one isser, it's both the forbidden fats, albeit different parts of the animal's body that are forbidden fats, which are learned from different psukim, but it's ultimately the same category, and therefore it would be the same, and he would get the atonement with the tzibra. But the question then becomes, let's say, who b'cheilu v'heim b'dam? Let's say he permitted forbidden fats, and the court permitted the blood, which, for example, if it's, let's say, blood that's absorbed in the limbs, or let's say, as we said before, the difference if it's a measurement of an olive or less than that, which are things that the tzedukim are not maiden to, now what would halacha be over there? Explains the Gemara, what's the question? Mi'amrina, do we say b'tamayu ha-pligin? They're different sources, they're different, they're learned from different sukkim in the Torah. So therefore, yeah, they would be different things, and he would have to bring his own carbon. Dilma, maybe no, even the shavim of carbon, since they both have the same carbon, where regarding their ruling, he would bring a par and they bring a par. So basa carbon as lina, and then we go based on the carbon, and since they have the same carbon, that would be considered making the erroneous ruling with the tzibra, and he would get the atonement with the tzibra. So it's going to take a letter stand. It's not clear regarding these questions what the halacha is, if they're considered a separate iser or the same iser, and he gets the atonement with the tzibra. Now the Mishnah continues, says now, why is it that we say he gets the atonement with the tzibur if he went and made the erroneous ruling together with them and acted on it? It's because he shares the same halachas as one of them pointed out by our Mishnah. She'im bezen chayavim, because the court is not liable for the parhelm davar shel tzibur at she'yeru levatal miktzis lokayim miktzis, until they rule to abolish part of the prohibition and to maintain part of it, etc., which, as the Gemara is going to show the quote, and the same thing applies to the Kohen Gadol, so therefore he has similar halachas, and therefore he could get the atonement with them if he also ruled regarding that same iser. So the Gemara asks, Minolan da'achi yeru levata mixes al kai mixes. We actually, do we know that the court is not liable for the parhelm davar shel tzibur until they nullified part of the halacha but maintained part of it? Says the Gemara, could there mean in the parakin, like we said in the other parak, in the first parak, where it says in the pasuk, Vinelam davar, which teaches us that it's only if it was eluded from them something, which is davar v'lo kol haguf, something but not the whole thing, which the Gemara has different interpretations, one of them being that you use the mem from vanellum to davar, which is like vanellum may davar, that if it was eluded from the thing, but not the whole thing, but if it's the whole thing, then there's not going to be liability. And that's how we know it has to be only bitl k'tas, but kim k'tas, which the Mishnah said, and mechein ha-mashiach, something applies to the Kohen Gadol. Which in that is the Gemara Menol, and how do we know the Kohen Gadol has the same halacha? Because like it says in the Pasuk, by the Kohen Mashiach, it says, La'ashma sa'am, that it's for the liability of the people. When I mean people, he's an individual. Hari Mashiach Ketzibur, like we said, to tell you that the Kohen Gadol has the same halacha like the Tzibur, just like there is Bitl Mikzah and Kiyam Mikzah, so too by the Kohen Gadol. And the Mishnah said, and so too, and also they're not going to be liable, the court, regarding Avodah Zarah, until it's Kiyum Mikzus and Bitul Mikzus. To which Gemara says, Min Alon, where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, they turn around like Lena Braisa. Because actually, Lefisha Yatza Avodah Kechavim, since Avodah Zarah was taken out of the category of the general power Helm Devash Shel Tzibur, Lidun Be'atzmai, to have its own unique halacha. Because unlike the regular, when the court makes an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people follow them by any other Avera, they only bring a par, and conscious by Avodah Zarah, that's a different halacha where they have to bring a par and a sar. So Yochel Yuchayav and Al-Kiris Mitzikula, so you would think it's actually more stringent as we see, so therefore, unlike other Hayras Bezdin, that it's only limited to Kiyum Mikzus and Bitul Mikzus, by Avodah Zarah, they would be liable even if they were uprooting an entire mitzvah. Therefore, it says the Braisa Nemar Kan. We have to learn that Gzeira Shava. It says over here, Avodah Zarah Me'enei, like the pasuk says, Bahaya Im Me'enei Ha'eda. B'nem Lahalam Me'enei. It says over there by the Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur, B'nelam Davar Me'enei Hakol. So we have Gzeira Shava Me'enei Me'enei. Malahalam Bebezin. Just like over there, it refers to the court because it says in the pasuk, B'nelam Davar Me'enei Hakol Ba'asur. If it was eluded from the eyes of the Jewish people, and they did. Which we said in the first paragraph of Heymet Aleph, what it's teaching is that it's telling us that the ruling is contingent on the court. Because it says, V'nelem dove me'in akol, that if it eluded this thing from the eyes of the people, which that refers to the Bezdin, and in contrast, we said that there has to be a Shigas Maisa, but that's contingent on the people. Like we said, because the proxemics of Hakol V'asu, although there's really like a comma in the pasuk, but it's Hakol V'asu, which is that if the people go and do the action. Now, in contrast, by the halachas of Avodah Zarah, the pasuk doesn't make an allusion to there being a court over there. Because when it says there in the pasuk, seemingly the same words of Me'enei Ha'eda, which we say, who's the eyes of the people? That's the court. But in the context of Avodah Zarah, it says, V'hoye im Me'enei Ha'eda neses l'shgaga, that if from the eyes of the assembly it was done in error, if you would think that's referring to the Bezdin, but the action is not contingent on the court, rather, who's the one that has to act on it? It's the people. And it says, Me'enei Ha'eda Nesesa, it sounds like that's the action. That's not the Bezdin. That rather, that's why you need to have this Gezeirah Shavah to tell us that just like over there in that pasuk of Parhelm Devar Shel Tzibur regarding Olah L'Averis, as we pointed out in the first parak, it refers to Bezdin, Afkan here also, when it says the word Me'enei by the halacha of Avodah Zarah, it's not Me'enei Bezdin, also refers to the erroneous ruling of the court, which is then acted upon by the people. And additionally, we learn just like by the Parhelm Devar Shel Tzibur. It's only when they are abolishing part of the Isser of Kaname Devar Shel Tzibur. Also over here, regarding Avodah Zarah, it's only when they're abolishing part of it, but not all of it. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which continues the comparisons between the Parhelm Devar Shel Tzibur, the halachas of the people, of the public, and of that of the Kohen HaMashiach, and therefore we said he'll get the atonement together with them, because when he made the same ruling with them and acted upon them. Continues the next Mishnah, Ein Chayavin, there's no liability for the court to bring a carbon, El Al Helm Devar Im Shigas Maisa. Regarding, like we said in the previous, the certain criterion for the halacha parhelm devar shel tzibur, the previous Mishnah spoke about bitul mikzus and kiyum mikzus. This Mishnah says another criterion that it has to be that there was an erroneous ruling of the court together with the people's mistaken action based on that. And v'chein mashiach, that's what says the Mishnah, and the same thing applies for the Kohen Gadol. Now, however, there is a difference, and that is because when the public does just an erroneous action, let's say there was no erroneous ruling, the whole Jewish people made a mistaken action. So then actually every single individual person in the Jewish people would bring their own she-lamb or she-goat because their halacha is going to be like individuals since they weren't doing it based on the erroneous ruling of the court. So they're all going to be considered distinct units as yechidim and they're going to have to bring like a regular yachod shigas mais. In contrast, Kohen Gadol, when he just himself makes an erroneous action, he's actually totally exempt, as we mentioned before, as the Gemara says later on in the last paragraph of Yerav and Aleph, where the pasuk by a regular chatas of a yachad, it says me'am ha'aretz, from the people of the land, which excludes the Kohen Gadol, who's not just a regular am ha'aretz, where he actually does not bring anything at all when he has just a regular classic shigas maisa. And that's what actually the Gemara tells us later on, that Yatz Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is excluded, where Ein Chatasi Bishgaga, meaning that he doesn't have just a Shigas Maisa, because his liability is actually only when he has a Hira, his mistaken ruling, and then an action based on that. But again, he has the same halacha like the Tzibur in that regard, that has to be Helam Dabu Shigas Maisa. And so too, V'lei B'vayitz Kechav Min Chayav, and so too, the court's not going to be liable if, regarding Avodah Zarah, Only Elal Helm Davim Shagis Mais. Again, there it also has to have an erroneous ruling together with a mistaken action. So now this Gemara explains these halachas, as we mentioned regarding the halacha of the previous Mishnah. Minolan, where do we know this from? As we go through all the categories like the previous Mishnah regarding Bitl Mikzas, Ki Mikzas, has applied to the Bezdin and to the Kohen Gadol and regarding Avodah Zarah, so too regarding this halacha, this Mishnah regarding Helm Davim Shagis Mais. Where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, turn upon, like we learned the Bryce, the Pasi says, Miyikra, Perik Dal Pasi Yigimel, says that if Mkala Dasi Yisrael, that if all the assembly, the Jewish people, will be, as the Bryce quotes, Yishku, they'll make an error, and then the Pasi continues, Venelam Dove may now call and be eluded from the eyes of the assembly, so then, and they'll do something which is a violation of one of the halachas of the Torah, then they have to bring this Parhelm Dove Shal Tzibur. Now, says the Braisa, Yochel Yucha Yovin Al Shigis Maisa, so it says Yishku. So you'd think that their liability would be, even if it's just an erroneous action. That's why the Pasuk teaches there's a Shagaga, and it also says Vinelam David, that it was eluded from the eyes of the assembly, from the Sanhedrin, which teaches us in Chayavin El Al Helm Davim Shagiz Maises. All liabilities only if you have both these components, the court made an erroneous ruling and a mistaken action of the people. The Mishnah continued, it says Bechena Mashiach, and so to that applies to the Kohen Gadol, which the Gemara says, Menolan, where do we know this from? Because, as we said before, the Chsibla Ashma Sa'am says in the context of the Kohen Mashiach, but the Kohen Gadol says, and when he does this, he has to bring his special carbon that says it's for the liability of the people, which Hari Mashiach Ketzibur, which means say his halach is like the public, just like over there, the Palam Davish and Tzibur is only Hayrois Dav, which Shagis Maisa, so to regarding the Kohen Gadol. Moreover, continued the Mishnah, so too, there's not going to be the liability of the erroneous ruling of the mistake of the Tzibur regarding Avodah Zarah, El Al Helm Davim Shagis Maisa, only if it's a mistaken ruling of the court together with the actions of the people. Says the Gemara Menola, where do we know this from? The term like the Braisa. The Fisha Yatz Avodah Kachavim Lid Ma'atzma, since really by the halachas of Avodah Zarah, it went on its own to have a different unique halacha, as we mentioned before, where it's not like a regular par Helm Davim Shagis Maisa, that's just a par. By Avodah Zarah, it's a par in the Sar. So you would think that Avodah Zarah would be unique, that then the liability of the Tzibur would be even without the Hayraz Dava, even if it's just Shagiz Maisa. So Nemer Kame'enei, V'nemer L'Hal Me'enei, that's what we need the Gzer Shav, as we mentioned before, to tell us Malal, and just like over there by the Par Helm Dava Shal Tzibur, in Chayavin Elal Helm Davim Shagiz Maisa, the liability is only with the court's erroneous ruling and the mistaken action of the people. Afkan, so to over here regarding Avodah Zarah, in Chayavin Elal Helm Davim Shagiz Maisa, it's only liable not just with Shagiz Maisa, but also with a Helm Davim. Now, continues the Gemara and asks, V'ilu Mashiach Bavitzkechavim, however, in regards to the Kohen Gadol, when he goes and makes a mistake regarding Avodah Zarah, loy katani, that our Mishnah does not say. Meaning our Mishnah just says, the seif of a Mishnah said, v'loy bevitzkechavim, and neither is there going to be a liability regarding Avodah Zarah, ein chayav me'elon helm dav mishagiz maisa. It's only going to be with erroneous ruling and a mistaken action. And it doesn't say v'chena Mashiach. It doesn't say, and so too the same thing applies to the Kohen Gadol. For the fact that it doesn't say Bechena Mashiach, the inference obviously is that the Kohen Gadol regarding Avodah Zarah would be liable even just with a Shigiz Maisa, even just with mistaken action, without a Helm Davar, unlike all other violations of the Torah, which we said that he is the same as the Tzibur. So says the Gemara Mastit Manis, who is the Talmud of Mishnah? Says the Gemara Rebbe, he must be like Rebbe, the Talmud of the Braisa. Mashiach Bavetz Kechavim, the Kohen Gadol regarding the violation of Avodah Zarah, Rebbe Oyim Meshigis Maisa, he says the liability of the Kohen Gadol is even just with a mistaken action, even without a Helam Davar. Bachamim, they disagree with Rebbe, they say no, Behelam Davar, it requires, besides the Shigis Maisa, it requires, just like all other mitzvahs, a Helam Davar, first a mistaken ruling, and then Meshigis Maisa together with that. Now, continues the Braisa. However, Veshavin Shebesira, they both agree, the Rebbe and the Chacham, that when the Kohen Gadol does sin regarding Avodah Zarah, although they disagree regarding if it requires Helm Davar or not, that his carbon will be like a Yachid, that he'll bring a She-Goat. And Veshav and Shein maybe Asham Tala, they also agree that the Kohen Gadol, when, if let's say he's not sure if he made the sin or not, will not bring Asham Tala like a regular Yachid. Now, on what the Gemara said, that the town of Mishnah is Rebbe, the Gemara says, V'tizbra? Is that really logical, the inference that you made to say that it must be like Rebbe? Because it doesn't say V'chein Mashiach? But let's take the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah on the next daf, regarding Bezdeinei Karis Ubishigigasi Chatas, that the liability of the erroneous ruling of the court and the Jewish people follow that. The next Mishnah says, regarding the halachas of Avodah Zarah, it's only if it was something that if it was done deliberately would be Karis, and if it was done by mistake would bring a carbon Chatas. Like the Mishnah says, and neither they can be liable regarding Avodah Zarah, only if something that is a liability if it was done deliberately Karis, and by mistake would be a Chatas. Says the Gemara, Mi Ketani? Does the next Mishnah say V'chein HaMashiach and that the same thing applies to the Kohen Gadol? It doesn't. Yet, we know the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol, regarding Avodah Zarah, is not liable for his or for his halachic carbon until it's Davish as Denikar's Vashagagas Echadis. As the Gemara says later on, we know it because it says Aleha, etc., La'ash Masa'am, which teaches that the Mashiach is like the Tiber, which requires that his erroneous ruling has to be Zadad Nikar's Vashagagas Echadis. And even so, the mission doesn't say V'chein HaMashiach. So Ella rather says the Gemara, Tani Ha. It says the Resha of the coming Mishnah. Meaning it says, regarding other mitzvahs, it says in the Mishnah that the liability is only for something that Zadin Karas and Shegar Seichatis. And it says V'chein HaMashiach. And the Sefer regarding Avodah Zarah doesn't say that, but Huadin Laha. Obviously we're saying that, yeah, because the same thing applies regarding the Sefer of the Mishnah regarding Avodah Zarah, like the Gemara tells us, because Mashiach is like Tzibur, that his liability regarding Avodah Zarah is only Bezdav Zadin Karas B'Shegar Seichatis, even though it doesn't say V'chein HaMashiach. See what it says, the Gemara Hachanami, Taniha, here also in the Resha of a Mishnah, it said regarding the liability of other mitzvahs is only Helam Dav, Mashiach, Gizmaisa, and it says V'chein HaMashiach. But who had in Laha? Yeah, and the same thing applies to the Sefer of the Mishnah regarding Avodah Zarah, that the Mashiach is like the Tzibur, and just like the Bezin is not going to be liable on Avodah Zarah until there's a Helam Dav, Mashiach, Gizmaisa, so too applies to the Kohen Gadol, which is actually not like Rebbe, but rather like the Chacham. Now, that asked the Gemara about my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that the Kohen Gadol is actually different by Avodah Zarah and does not require Helm Davar? Says the Gemara, because Amakra, Pasuk says in Bamidbar's Parsha Shlach, says in the context of when an individual sins regarding idol worship, says he'll bring his carbon. The Kohen will provide an atonement for the soul that erred in sin by mistake. Now there's some extra seemingly superfluous words over here which the Bryce expounds. Hanefesh Zemashiach. When it says the extra word hanefesh, we know we're talking about a person. So what does it say hanefesh? That refers to the Kohen Gadol, who's also an individual. Hashageges, the one who sinned, that's also that they made an error. Zen nasi, that refers to the king, and that it's these extra words that are being expounded because, as Teis Suresh explains, that you shouldn't say that since the king and the Kohen Gadol are excluded from the halacha of a regular individual regarding other mitzvahs, so maybe you'd say something regarding Avodah Zarah, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us with these extra words, that no, they're included in the same halacha context regarding Avodah Zarah. Now, when we have these other extra words, Bechata Bishkaga, when he sins in error, what's that coming to teach? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Chat Ze Bishkaga Yehe. How do you translate the words Bechata Bishkaga? It means that this sin should be in error, meaning it should totally be a Shigagas Maisa, even regarding who is mentioned here in the Pasuk, as we said from the extra words, a Kohen Gadol. So you see a Kohen Gadol in regarding Avodah Zarah is also liable only with a Shigas Maisa. But Rabban and Savri, they who disagree, they say, no, even by Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Gadol requires Helam Davar, they translate the words differently. They say, Misha Chatase Bishgaga, he who his sin is in error. In other words, when it says in the Pasuk, V'chipra Kohen al Nefesh HaShagagas, that the Kohen will provide an atonement for the soul that erred, which is that he'll bring a she-goat with just a shigas maisa, is only someone who his sin, generally regarding other mitzvahs, is with just a shigas maisa, which actually yatsa mashiach, that excludes the Kohen Gadol, she'en chatasi b'shkaga, that regarding other mitzvahs, his sin is not just in an error of a shigas maisa, el b'helam davar, rather he requires also a mistaken erroneous ruling, together with the shigas maisa, because actually with just a mistaken act, he's actually totally exempt. So therefore, to the contrary, the inference of the Pasuk according to Rabban is telling us that no, it's not enough for him to have Shigas Maisa. It's only someone who generally isn't of Shigas Maisa will be here also. In contrary, the Kohen Gadol requires Helam Davar too, because he does not have an atonement for Avodah Zarah, if he has Helam Davar together with Shigas Maisa. Now the Gemara asks, the Braisa told us, Vishavin, that however both opinions hold, they both agree regarding the Kohen Gadol in the context of Avodah Zarah, Shebeseira Kiyachin, that he'll bring a she-goat like an individual, not like the Tzibra. Says the Gemara Menon, where do we know this from? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says regarding an individual when he sins regarding idolatry, says Vim Nefesh Achas, if one soul sins, this is his carbon, this is Seira. Now, what's that coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us every individual. Echad Yachad, rather a regular individual, of Echad Nasi, whether the king, of Echad Mashiach, and whether the Kohen Gadol, although generally in other halachas they are distinct from a yachid, here the pasuk is coming to tell us that every individual, even a nasi and a mashiach, kulam mechal nefesh achas, saying they're all included in being one individual soul, and therefore his halacha would be for regarding avodah zarah, when he does it by himself, is going to be liable for the seira, for the shigot, just like every yachid regarding avodah zarah.